And welcome to this week's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host, Jared Griffin. And this month, the month of April, is called Second Chance Month. It's a month dedicated to programs to help people get a second chance in their life after maybe a suicide attempt or experiencing suicide loss, or maybe had to do with drugs or incarceration. This is a time for us to take a look at our community and look at our friends and our family to help each other with re-entering or back into the community. So there's a series of workshops going on this weekend, and I have a couple guests here with me to talk about the program this weekend. It's about soul exhaustion, suicide prevention, and Kodiak entry, and I'm really interested in the soul exhaustion part of this. But here in the studio with me are Jill Wallace and Rhea Hayes. Welcome. Could you introduce yourselves, and what is your role and what's coming up this weekend?
Okay, I'll start. I'm Jill Wallace, and I am a recently retired parole and probation officer from the Department of Corrections. I have just enjoyed my eighth day of retirement from DOC.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And but my passion and my desire for working with the reentry population, the people who have been formerly incarcerated, continues as we are working to create and launch a reentry program in Kodiak. So I guess that's my introduction.
Okay. And Rhea.
Sure. Rhea Hayes. I'm a peer support specialist, and I have a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. I am on the board for Kodiak Reentry Incorporated, and I'm going to be volunteering this weekend.
Okay. All right. Welcome. So before we get into what's going on this weekend, Jill, you were just on maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago with camp and with Kodiak Reentry on a series of workshops over the course of 4 Saturdays in March. So remind us again what that was, and just give us a brief recap. How did that go? Because I think it kind of segues nicely into what we're talking about today.
Yes, it does segue nicely. We had 4 Saturdays, the first 4 Saturdays in March, and it was called Lunch and Learn, about fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other substances. And we had very good attendance and really good discussion about the impact of fentanyl and other substances on our community, and how we can help people, those who are struggling with addiction, as well as their family members and friends, employers, the whole community, how we can help one another to work on that problem and try to do more to support those who are in recovery or who have not started recovery and maybe are thinking about recovery. We covered many topics, and we also watched 2 really good films. One was called Beautiful Boy, and the other was called Ben Is Back. And both films illustrated very well the impact that substance abuse has on family members, all family members.
All right. Thanks for that. Sure. I'm glad to hear it was well attended. And so what you have going on this month just kind of extends that a little bit more. So it's kind of a long title, or it's Soul Exhaustion. And I mean, I guess the whole thing is called Soul Exhaustion and Suicide Prevention. And it's also kind of launching Kodiak Reentry.
Perfect. Okay. You said that perfectly. And it's sponsored by CANA and is in partnership with Kodiak Reentry.
Okay, so let's get the details out of the way. It's a 2-day workshop this weekend.
Yes, it's Friday and Saturday. People have the option of attending all parts of it for both days, or they can attend as many parts of it as they want to. We have registration open through, if you go on Facebook, you'll find a link to, and it's been posted in all the community social media pages, as well as the Kodiak Reentry page. There is a link there that will take you right to registration, but it is free. And by registering, you're just giving us a kind of an idea of how many people to expect. We are serving lunch on Saturday. Lunch on Friday will be lunch on your own. So not serving lunch Friday, but we will serve lunch on Saturday. If you register, that's terrific. If you don't register, fine. You can still come and come for as much of it as you can. We'd love to have you there for the whole 2 days if possible. Did you want me to talk about the different aspects?
These are three really big themes that you're getting into this weekend. This self-care plus suicide prevention plus launching a re-entry program here in Kodiak. So yeah, how are you balancing out? What does the schedule look like? How are you balancing out all of these big things?
On Friday from 9 to noon, we will have a presentation by Sarah Geyer about soul exhaustion and suicide prevention. And that's where you'll find out what soul exhaustion is. This is a theme that Sarah has been inspired to carry a message throughout the country about, and she does a lot of training and presentations all over the country on this topic. From lunch will be on your own, so that it's from 9 a.m. to noon is the first session. Then from 1:30 to 4:30, she'll be conducting a workshop where there'll be more interactive learning activities happening on the topic of soul exhaustion and self-care. And integrated through all of this is suicide prevention as well. This is how Sarah became, the initial inspiration for her was because she lost a friend to suicide. And it profoundly impacted her life and changed the direction of her life. So it'll be, I promise you, it'll be fascinating to hear her speak. Plus, she has a really good sense of humor, and it is her secret goal to someday become a stand-up comedian. but she'll share that with everyone. Then on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30, there'll be a soul-searching hike with Sarah at Near Island. Everybody will meet up at the North End Park parking lot and walk with Sarah as she talks about soul searching. From noon until 1:30, we will have lunch and introduce Kodiak Reentry. So I'll be able to explain to everybody what Kodiak Reentry is all about. Rhea will also help with that and be discussing Kodiak Reentry among many other people who are involved in that effort. Lunch will be served. I think I mentioned that already. From 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. will be soul exhaustion and reentry. And so that integrates those two themes together. How soul exhaustion impacts people who work with the reentry population or who have family members in reentry, loved ones, neighbors, friends in reentry. How are our lives impacted, and how can we take care of one another as we support these people in their journey?
So let's talk about the Kodiak Reentry. As I mentioned at the beginning, April is Second Chance Month. So what does a reentry program look like? How is it integrated in helping people give them a second chance?
Reentry programs are built to support people as they come back into the community. A person might get out of prison and then have, they're being monitored by a PO, and there are certain things that they have to do in order to not go back to jail. So that could include getting treatment, getting stable housing, getting employment, and all those things. So we have places that will help people with that in the community. We have, you know, we have Kodiak Island Housing and Brother Francis and things like that. But there's somebody that this reentrant has to work with in each place. So imagine you're just coming back to a community and you are in a state of trauma, or you've been in an institution for a long time, so you're really struggling with how to make your decisions and make your choices, and maybe you've had so much trauma, your brain's not working very well, or there's so many things that go into reentering a community, and there's stigma. So if you want a good shot at coming back, sometimes you need a little bit of help. So a reentry community or a reentry program will do that for you. They understand that there's all these different people that the person needs to talk to, but they need help doing that, because that person is trying to figure out where they're going to sleep at night, how they're going to eat. Maybe they don't have any money. And one of the major goals is to make sure that they don't go back into the same situation that they just came out of, because that didn't work before, so it's probably not going to work again.
Is this, and this is the first program of its kind in Kodiak. Did you, what were some of the models that you looked at? What was that process to shaping it and getting it ready to launch?
We have communicated with the Alaska Reentry Partnership, which is an alliance of all the reentry programs around Alaska. There are 8 reentry coalitions throughout the state that were all designated by the Department of Corrections. The Department of Corrections helped establish those reentry programs. About 2 years ago, there were several of us from Kodiak who attended a reentry conference over Zoom, and we recognized each other on Zoom. And so after the reentry conference, we got together, and it was strongly recommended among the group that we work to establish our own reentry program. Rhea, do you want to tell them how we're doing that?
Sure. And reentry into Kodiak is unique. On the mainland, people can get out, and there's transportation to different places, and it's also bigger. So each community has pluses and negatives to make it easier or harder. And Kodiak's so unique because you have to get on an airplane and you have to fly into Kodiak, and then you're at an airport that's really far out of town. And I've seen people walk from the airport to town before, and I don't know who they are or why they're walking, but you can imagine putting somebody coming back for the community after going through incarceration and then having to walk into town, and then they're downtown. Maybe they don't have a cell phone. They think, oh, well, they run into their old friends downtown. So we recognize that it's probably pretty hard. And so we started thinking, well, if we had a reentry program here on the island, we could help those people get from the airport to town, and then we could help them get a place to stay. We could give them encouragement. We could help them fill out applications and do all these things that would keep them from ending up downtown with the same people they originally were from. So we started looking at how the other reentry programs across the state are run. And from there, we started building the idea of Kodiak Reentry. Then we started looking for a fiscal agent. And then from the fiscal agent point, we saw that it might be easier here in Kodiak to be our own nonprofit. And not only does that make it easier for us to get grant funding, it also makes it easier for us to reach demographics that we wouldn't have been able to if we were working with a fiscal agent, because there's always rules. Mm-hmm. So if we're our own nonprofit, then we can tailor more to the community. So, and we've had people on our board and people in our coalition who have been reentrants, myself included, and we can see, we have information from so many, and knowledge from so many different sources that's really helping us tailor the program.
And just like many things in Kodiak, we are unique to the state because, like I mentioned earlier, the other eight coalitions were designated by the Department of Corrections. We are the only community that has said, hey, we want a reentry program. And it took a while for us to figure out how these other communities got their reentry programs and how were we going to be able to do that. And that was how we decided that we had to do our own thing and become our own nonprofit. So we will be the only reentry program. We'll be independent. We will partner with the Department of Corrections, mm-hmm. and we are looking for funding. We've applied for funding through the Department of Health, through the Recidivism Reduction Grant.
That's right. We usually find we have to do things ourselves. We control our own fate here on the island. So Kodiak Reentry seems like it covers some of the practical implications of reentry, or as you mentioned, trauma, incarceration, things like that. So let's talk about the soul exhaustion part, which sounds that might be more of the social emotional well-being, the more when I think of soul exhaustion, I just think of there's just some guy all dressed in black, and he's just standing in the corner and just has just given up, you know, and very brooding and very cynical about the world. I mean, that's where my mind goes. But I'm sure that this is it's a spiritual care, self care, physical care.
A lot of what Sarah talks about, and I also want to mention Marcia Oss, who will also be coming to Kodiak to be a presenter for these 2 days. Marcia is the reentry program coordinator for Fairbanks Reentry, and she has an incredible life story of reentry herself and trauma that she survived as a young person and as an adult. So together, soul exhaustion and reentry together, it's a topic where we can explore what does that mean when you say that you're exhausted. That word itself, even just saying that word, makes me feel heavy and mm-hmm. tired. When you say soul exhaustion, that's a level of impact on your physical and your psychological self that it's almost indescribable. And in fact, Sarah is working on developing a workbook on soul exhaustion, and she's reached out to some people to get some testimonials about soul exhaustion, and I'm one of the people that she reached out to, and I have yet to be able to find the words to describe how I have felt when I have been at that point. Because if you can think of the hardest thing that you've ever had to get through, and then think that you could even be, you know, going through something even harder than that, that's kind of soul exhaustion, where it's almost like coursing through your veins. You know, it's a much deeper feeling, and it's important. It's an important topic to address in the realm of knowing how to take care of ourselves, knowing how to take care of each other, and helping people who are in that place where things might feel hopeless.
So is the soul exhaustion piece more for caretakers or those helping? Is that where the audience is? Or
the audience is everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a holistic approach that you want to take, yes. in order to to start the healing. And you have to be able to recognize it to know when people are at that point where it's so bad that waking up is the most terrifying thing that they have to go through every day. So you want to see it, and you want to protect yourself from it. You want to see it in others so you can help them and protect yourself.
And then how does this all connect with the third piece is suicide prevention. So how do these two pieces connect to that? Is this are these workshops with like a mental first aid kind of thing and preventing the suicide of others? Or is this, again, more just like a holistic thing? How does that piece fit into
it? I believe it's and I don't have all the details of Sarah's suicide prevention aspect of her workshop, but it does all integrate as far as recognizing soul exhaustion, even just having the conversation and talking about it. It's being able to talk about it is going, talking about feelings that we don't necessarily want to talk to other people about. They might be so deep that we really feel like, I can't talk to anybody about this. It's going to scare them away. Or they're going to be so worried about me that they won't leave me alone. She's going to talk to us about how we navigate that and how we navigate that with the people that we love. And suicide prevention, like I mentioned earlier, it's a very, very important topic for Sarah because she lost a best friend to death by suicide. And that journey, it's a great example, I think, of how we can take the pain and hurt in our own lives that we have experienced. And if we can work through that, and this is one way, through this workshop, learning to work, how we can work through soul exhaustion and take really good care of ourselves so that we can help support other people and reduce the impact that suicide has on our lives and our communities. It's not what we won't be doing is mental health first aid, because there is separate training for that. She does do mental health first aid as well, and maybe someday we'll have Sarah come back to do that. She's very interested in Kodiak. She's very much looking forward to being here. She, from the moment I spoke to her, when I met her back in November, she was determined to come here and to develop relationships with people in Kodiak.
There's just something about the island.
Yes.
People really want to come and work here. Yes. There's, I think, one of the more important community elements to this is, Rhea, what you had mentioned about stigma. Mm-hmm. The stigma that reentrants face, the stigma around suicide and experiencing suicide loss, and even to an extent, the kind of self-imposed stigma we put on ourselves not wanting to talk about these things.
Yeah, stigma, especially the stigma we put on ourselves, because there's other people can see us suffering and they're thinking, why are they going back to jail? Why are they picking up that bottle again? Why do they keep doing that drug? Well, the person that's thinking that the most, the hardest, is the person doing it. Why am I doing this? Why can't I stop? And we understand now why, that it's a disease. It's a disease of the brain. And we understand that, but some of us don't understand it. There's still that moral failing, though. I know that when I was heavy in addiction, that's what I always thought. I really didn't like myself, and then that creates a cycle of shame, and it's really hard to get out of that shame. So when things like holistic approaches to healing come around, you can start to see how those things work. When I there's a hike on Saturday, so there's going to be a hike involved, and I think that that's a really important concept because you might think, oh, that's soul exhaustion, and then they're going hiking. Well, the hiking is really important because holistically we have to treat our mind, body, and soul. So if our body is out working, then it's going to help our mind. When I was really sick, I went to the church at the bottom of Pillar, and I would sit in the back and just cry and cry and cry, and I would feel so out of place and so not stigmatized by the people in the church, but by myself. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard for me to be there, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't suffer in front of other people without just feeling too much shame. And when you're in that state, there's no healing going on because you're stuck in your shame. So I left the church and I walked up Pillar. And then I started walking up Pillar, and I started doing it every few days. And I did that for a year. I did that for, yeah, probably longer than a year. And that walk, where I could just talk to myself, mm-hmm. and talk to my higher power and explore my spirituality and things like that, was really instrumental in getting out of the addiction, the depression, and the shame.
I think that's a great model. I can't remember who it was, some world leader or famous politician who, whenever he was brooding over something or had a disagreement with someone, he would take himself or take that person out on a walk. Mm-hmm. And it was not sitting across at a table and talking it out and debating and arguing, but there's something about going outside and taking a walk, mm-hmm. that...
You're experiencing something bigger than
yourself. Yeah. Well, we have about 1 minute left, so let's go back over the details of... We have a 2-day workshops about... soul exhaustion, suicide prevention, and launching Kodiak Entry. So, Jill, give us those details again. When, where, how much, and how much food?
Okay. Friday from 9 a.m. to noon, and it will be at the Kodiak building, soul exhaustion and suicide prevention presentation. Then there will be lunch on your own that day. From 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Kodiak building, it will be soul exhaustion and suicide prevention workshop. Sarah will have some activities for us. And all of these things will also include Marsha Oss, who is an incredible reentry spokesperson. And then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., there'll be a soul searching hike with Sarah at Near Island at the North End Park. And from noon until 1:30 p.m. at the Kodiak building, it'll be a community luncheon introducing Kodiak Reentry. 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Kodiak building, soul exhaustion and reentry with Marsha Oss and Sarah Gayer. So they'll talk about how those things integrate.
It's open to the public. It's free. You can go to the Kodiak Reentry page on Facebook and register there, just so they know how many people are coming.
And if you don't register, that's fine too. But we really would like it if you did.
thank you, Jill Wallace and Rhea Hayes for coming in and talking about these important topics in our community.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for listening to Talk of the Rock.